Pom 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 pom. Pom 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 pom. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on? It's the Ken Braverman Podcast. We're walking to get some coffee. Bright and early morning at 1:44 p.m. I got some sleep. After riding a bike like 60 miles yesterday. Felt good to get some rest and Advil. I don't know what Advil does. I think it rips through your stomach lining, but man, it makes those sore muscles go away just for a few hours. That's your sponsor of the day is Advil. Don't overdo it, but when you need it, yeah, grab a couple. All right, now, how's everybody doing? We have a problem. We have a problem, man. Okay, maybe it's a new religion that we need here. Here's a problem. Problem, apparently, is not just a Russian troll problem. It's not just fake people that believe Trump. It's real people that believe Trump, too. It's real people that are willing to overlook lies and still believe someone because he's good at delivering a message. He's a good actor, but he's lying to you all the time. And I guess, in many ways, acting is lying. We've been kind of conditioned to believe things that we see that are just played out. But it's so harmful in politics when you allow people to do this. You're seeing a kind of a spread of media of he's a liar, he's a liar, these people are liars. How do they reconcile the lies? Lies, lies, lies. Everybody's lying. Even Benjamin Netanyahu is out doing a fake presentation to the president about something that happened 13 years ago where Iran says they weren't going to build a bomb. And then they did for a while and then they stopped. At least that's what Michael Hayden said on The Daily Show. What other people have said too. These are things that just happened, and you have the Prime Minister of Israel going out and trying to get Trump to do something, trying to goad him into doing something with a crappy, cheap, charlatan-type presentation, you know? And it's dangerous. When we see how basic and absurd it is, it starts to get you angry because this is what bothered me. You got people that are not bad people. They're good people, actually. They're good people when you meet them and talk to them and deal with them in real life. They're good people. They're people you were friends with before you knew about their political persuasion, right? And somehow they're duped by this. They allow Trump's, you know, refined, furbished message to somehow permeate their brain. So even though they get lied to one minute, the next minute, whoop, it just spin around and it tricks them again. And you can't out message Trump, I guess, because he's everywhere. Is that really the problem? Is we keep seeing him speaking so much? Really, we should just not air him talking anymore. Like if it's something that he lied about, we put it in the lie bin and we just don't show it. Because I'll tell you what, I watch a lot of YouTube clips of different news shows. I kind of get a nice mix of a bunch of different news. But Fox and MSNBC and CNN and Independent, The Young Turks, a lot of stuff I get. And I've seen the clip of the president on Air Force One getting on a plane in half in the dark saying, no, I didn't know about the Stormy Daniels payment. No, 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 right? Clear, blatant lie that we all know is bullshit. And they keep showing it to show like, okay, like if we keep showing the lie, maybe people will get it. And we keep talking about how it's a lie. Maybe people will get it. Maybe people will get that he lies and lies and lies all the time. We're trying to burn it into people's heads. It's sad that we have to do it this way. I think that it's not working. It's not working. Nobody's changing their mind that is steeped in Trump. They still believe it even when he lies to their face. I had some crazy religious girl on Facebook telling me that Trump is a better Christian and he's dealing with Melania and God or something. And I was like, "What? Where the fuck are you getting this? Like, how are you trying to justify this complete nonsense? You're just making stuff up or you're getting an alternate news source that's complete bullshit. It's what you want to hear. I bought the domain name News I Want to See because one day I'm going to implement it where it's all the fake bullshit stories that people wanted to be true but are totally not, right? You don't want to believe Trump's a liar because you voted for him, because you've been defending him for 2 years already with your relatives at Thanksgiving. You don't want to admit you're wrong because you're stubborn and it's a fault of the human condition, right? Well, there are a few ways to go about this. there's like the militarized way of going about it, which is we literally shout down anyone who defends this monster. We're like, you are wrong. You go back in your hut. You are wrong. He's a fucking liar. Get out of our face. We do not support him. He's a Russian agent. He owes $1 billion to the Russians. Get your fucking shit together. And we yell people back in their home and get them scared to come out and try to, because they're so unaware of the facts that they just get slammed with the facts so hard that it's too much for their brain and they squirm and they run away. That's one way to do it. It's not a healthy way to do it. It doesn't breed compassion and working together. It makes them people that get shouted down and you know, fear you because you shouted them down in public or something, or in front of other people publicly in some way, it's not good for society. Like, Obama never did anything like that. Obama was always like, bring people together, everybody chill. Hey, it's all right. What we're going to try to do here is we're going to bring all Americans together under one tent of both parties and all religions, right? It was always eloquently, things will be better. Let's work toward finding our common ground, as opposed to let's hate on everyone for being one side being right, one side being totally wrong. And Obama was a great mediator in that way. And I think he was a phenomenal president, probably one of the best presidents we've ever had. Extremely intelligent, thoughtful man. However, ironically enough, that big black man did not wield his big stick in Congress, and he did not create conflict and really run over people with his power, because he was too empathetic to the other side. And what that ended up leading to was a Supreme Court that got effed, because you don't get Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court, because all of a sudden Mitch McConnell decides in the last year of a presidency he's not even going to bring anybody to the floor to get voted on. An utter subversion of democracy. If Congress was like a business or something else in the world and not actually Congress, Mitch McConnell would be charged with obstruction. I don't understand how what Mitch McConnell did on not getting a vote or even discussing Merrick Garland when he was the president's nominee, like 11 months before his presidency was up, how that is not obstruction of literally justice. It's a fucking Supreme Court. Of course, it's literally obstruction of us getting a justice on the bench, right? Like, it's insane. And Cocaine Mitch, as some idiot in West Virginia nicknamed Cocaine Mitch, which is definitely catchy. Cocaine Mitch, even if it's not true, is catchy as hell. So we've got to start using that because it's funny. Cocaine Mitch is a disgrace to America and should be removed from his office. Now, here's the thing about Mitch. Mitch, although I just said that, let me walk that back slightly. Mitch is a terrible person, or at least he gets abused by his donors and really takes advantage of the organization of the laws and the governing bodies of the Senate, or the governing restrictions on how you do things in the Senate. He always takes advantage of the play-by-play and the language that you can do from his position to screw the other side and get what he wants all the time. It's kind of like cheating within the rules. He always wins on a technicality. He's always asking for the video replay and knowing what the answer is going to be because he's the judge. Like, he does all of those at the same time. That's actually not illegal. That is smart. You know, when Trump talks about being smart, you know, by getting out of taxes or doing something like that, he's an idiot. But when we talk about Mitch doing what he does in the Senate, that is actually smart. And I respect him for that. But he's a horrible person. He doesn't have America's best interest at heart, which is why he's a terrible person to be in that position. Now, what Mitch does is generally not illegal, although I'm sure if he's getting compensated by lobbyists in some bribery type way, that would be illegal. I don't know how that exists. It probably does, given the fact that he does things that are so adversely, you know, against the interest of the majority of Americans and for a few special interests. That's how he operates. That's how a lot of the Republican Party operates, almost all of it. Now, okay, so what do we do if we don't want to shout people down for being wrong, but one side is clearly wrong and one side is clearly not wrong? Meaning it is not wrong for us to not want a lying president who is known for lying and who cannot be trusted representing our country. Are we a nation of liars? Do we want to be a nation of liars? This is one thing I thought about. Now, I'm backing into point one again here by being a dick. But I've noticed that a lot of people that support Trump are liars in their own life. about very serious things. And I think they condone his action because they see their own faults, which is a very, very scary thing to think about. If we have, you know, 28-30% of the country that are terrible people. No, I shouldn't say that. They're not terrible people. I said they're not terrible people to begin with. They're not terrible people. They have substantial emotional flaws which allow them to be abused by other liars and essentially brainwashed. That is their fault, right? These are good people, yet they can't understand that somebody who lies about everything shouldn't be president, and that's not okay, right? Now, instead of the shouting down part, do we have to get those people to digest that? Do we have to teach those people that lying is wrong? And that they shouldn't do it themselves as well. That's the other thing, is you have to make a real fundamental shift to become a Trump Gretter, I think. To become a true Trump Gretter, which is, I was duped, I was fooled, I was lied to, I believe that is wrong, and therefore I will not perpetuate that in my own life. I will not be scummy. I will not be like Scott Pruitt and lie to people all day long and fuck them in the ass. Because that's what he does. He tries to anyway. With his little fucking Pruitt. I think that we should all agree that's not okay. Now, how do you do that? I don't know how you do that without some degree of stress, and that any kind of fundamental emotional shift like that is going to have its own internal combustion, and it can't always be clean. But ultimately, that's the answer, right? Do we want to be a nation of liars? Do we want to be known for lying about everything and not being genuine? What if your doctor lied to you all day long? I mean, look at Ronnie Jackson, right? What if you go to your doctor and you're like, no, you're not going to have a heart attack. You're not having a heart attack right now. Yeah, don't worry about that thing that's not beating. Yeah, it's fine. And then they can't bring you back to life, right? How would life be if our doctors did not accept the reality of the EKG they were running and they just lied to you? You'd be pretty freaking pissed, wouldn't you? You'd be dead. It's not okay. I can't believe we have to have this discussion in 2018, but sometimes you have to recycle old discussions from the past. I mean, you've got Nazis showing up at like party meetings. People that are openly defending Nazi views. What the heck? I mean, I'm sure that happened in the past, and maybe we have more cell phones and recordings and more people in general, and so you're going to get these nut jobs that will go ahead and do this. But Do we really believe in the mass extermination of human people because we don't like the color of their skin or whatever? Are we really going to be supporting that? No, of course not. Those people, those views, while you can express them free speech-wise, in a public place, when people tell you that they are afraid of your views because they are consistent with mass genocide from the, you know, as noted in the Nuremberg trials, like, those views are not acceptable in public. You are not allowed to threaten the lives of other people because of the color of the skin with your views. That is inciting violence. It's not okay. For you can say it, but you can't incite it. There's a difference, right? Think about the guy that ran over and killed Heather Heyer, I believe. And it was a Heather Heyer in Charlottesville. Totally just inflamed. He looked like a young Elvis. And he just drove his GT or whatever it was, right into a crowd, killed a woman, and injured like 8 other people. And why does that happen? That is not okay. That's inciting violence by having people that are openly promoting a viewpoint that is anti-humanity. And that's what you get. So, what do you do? All right, I have someone I can try to talk to. I haven't talked to her in a long time about Trump. I'm going to find out how she feels about lying and if she thinks it's okay to be. I think we are known as a nation of liars while we have him in the presidency. We can't not be at this point. I saw some videos like over 3,000 lies he's perpetuated on the American people last few years. He had to delete that. It's just his default reaction is to just lie and screw people. So it's not okay. I can't focus on other things that I would like to be doing because he's still there trying to ruin everything or being manipulated to ruin everything, both. It's not okay. You people don't understand, those that that don't realize how urgent this is, that we've got to end this. We have to remove him legally, but indict him. Just let them squirm. He's an idiot. He's going to squirm wrong anyway. Juries are not going to throw this out. Maybe you'll get some of these crazy people that don't want to admit that he's a liar or something. But I think that in a jury room, let's fight it out then. Let's go to court at least. At least we don't have Cocaine Mitch stopping us from going to court. If judges are going to come out and complain that the real aim is to get Trump here, you know what? He's right. The real aim is to get Trump. He's right about that. And of course, Paul Manafort is related to the campaign. He was fucking campaign manager. Jesus effing Christ. Yes. Of course, his money laundering from foreign nations is relevant. Well, I mean, you think they're going to throw that out? And no, he wants to get it out in the open, which is yes. Of course, this is about Trump. Yeah, and we're getting Trump because he's a massive mob-style felon. And he's going to jail. And that's what we have to do. In order to get that, people that we have to understand that we are not a nation of liars. If you want to be a party to the nation of liars, you are going to have to defend yourself. And all of us who believe in openness and transparency and trying to help people directly and openly discussing things honestly, those of us, the intelligence community, right? The intelligence community should be all of America. It shouldn't just be a few people. And it isn't just a few people, because the intelligence community, I mean, look at what they're trying to get McCabe for. Leaking stuff to a reporter. Yeah, leaking the truth to the reporter. Yeah, because it has to get out there. Because if people knew, they would be absolutely beside themselves if they really understood it. And you're seeing it now. Now, I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to talk to my friend. And I'm going to find out if she wants to be a party to the nation of liars, or if she's willing to accept that maybe she's been lied to and maybe she reevaluate that. And I'll let you know how it goes.